Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. He said to them in reply, "Do you think that because of these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when a tower at Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." Gospel of the Lord. So Jesus said, "Don't judge." Many times we see people doing wrong things, but we could be worse. So don't judge. And repent is calling to each one of us. Although we are good, it's not good enough. Good, better, and best. We have to go better on a daily basis. And the last parable, Jesus mentioning, for 3 years, no fruit. But the gardener said, "One more year." So could be for us, we bear no fruit, but God will give us some more time for us to repent, to be better. And so it takes a chance. Don't lose the chance. And today, I'm very delighted to wear this vestment. This is a gift of John Paul II. In 2002, he was in the youth fest in Toronto. I was there. I was celebrating with this Pope, and he touched the people very much. By that time, he couldn't walk very much, but he didn't use the escalator. He step by step down the airplane and kissed the ground. By that time, he couldn't walk much, and he did it. And there was one young man in Toronto, but that was some years ago, when still the same Pope, the World will stay, I think in Paris or in Germany, I don't know. This young man, he told himself, "I seldom cry. If I can cry, that could be a sign that I'm called to the priesthood." This is what he says to himself. So when the Pope came out, And it's all tears coming from his ear, his eyes. So he said, this is a real sign that I'm called to the priesthood. That's why in the beginning of Mass says, this book is very good for vocations. He touched the heart of young people. He touched all. In fact, I'm touched by him also. Once I was in a pilgrimage, on the aisle, he was passing by. I just called out to him that came from China. He walked back to me. He said, touch my head and pray for us, for China. So you can imagine, his attention is to all the people in need. I learned from him, wherever he goes, his attention is to people. And we have to also pay attention to all things we are doing with kind of attention, with love, at this Pope, John Paul II.